Man, Olympics going on. Is today the last day?
I'm not sure when it finishes, to be honest. It seems to have been going on forever. There seems to be no end to this thing.
Yeah, they said 10 days, but I'm like, all right, we're in a new month now. It's time to let this go. We're halfway done August. It's the 15th. We're almost done August. Mm-hmm. The Olympics still happening.
It's still going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening again today.
At first, it's really cool, right? You're like, oh, look at these great displays of athleticism. And you're like, okay, we get it. You swim really, really fast. Michael Phelps won his 23rd gold, and then he had an emotional goodbye.
When I walked over to do my first warm-up, before I even put my goggles on, I started to tear up because I knew it was it. And, I mean, just thinking about everything that's happened throughout these, 24 years in the sport, being able to walk out like this, I'm proud of.
I'm sure 23 gold medals in one Olympic.
It's insane.
That's an amazing feat. Yeah. I'd be happy with one.
We've got until Sunday for the Olympics. We've got another week. Doesn't finish.
I thought they said it was 21st.
21st it finishes.
That's a long time. They lied.
You got bamboozled there.
Yeah, that's a bait and switch. Simone Biles, she won gold in the women's vault final. Uh-huh. Katie Ledecky, right from Baltimore, she won her third individual freestyle gold over the weekend. It makes her the first woman to win the 200, 400, 800 meter freestyle races in 50 years.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so shout out to her. And then, besides people winning medals and displaying great lengths of athleticism. They're also getting robbed in Rio. Ugh. Ryan Lochte and a few friends got held at gunpoint. Here's him describing the story.
These guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge.
So they get pulled over. Mm-hmm. There's no lights. These people come out. These three guys or a couple guys have a police badge. They tell everybody to get on the ground. Ryan Lochte said his friends got on the ground. He goes, no, I'm not doing that. We haven't done anything wrong. And the guy puts a gun and he's like, okay.
I'm getting down right now. You only argue for a few seconds.
What is happening in Rio? And I know we've talked about this at the beginning. They were, the police were holding at the airport. They were holding signs up that said, welcome to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no joke, man.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to be there. But 69 medals now the USA have won, which is really outstanding when you think that the closest one to them is China at 45. Yeah. That's a big gap.
Well, we know how to breed them.
And also, England are doing extremely well. Considering the size of the country, they're in third place with 38 medals. So they're doing pretty well considering the size of the country is very, very small compared to like China and Germany and places like that. So it's pretty cool.
So you're proud of both of your places.
Look at that. It's good.
More foreigner purgatory for you. Don't know where to stand. USA is number one, but my hometown
is number three.
Three.
That's perfect. <Yeah. laughs>